Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back, or welcome to Ida Mae's Spiritual Cafe. We are currently live out in nature about to do some readings because it is Tarot Tuesday. Now, today's readings, all signs are welcome since they are for the collective. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the themes and roles as fit to your story. Now, if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday and see if I'm picking up on your energy then. Now, today's readings are going to be good for the 30th of April to May 7th. We're going to be getting some collective energy for this week. See what's ruminating energetic-wise through the crimscrack street corners, grandmom's back door. And then on the second segment, we're going to get some messages from the spirit realm. And the last segment, you will find love messages from who is currently on your mind regarding love. Now, I'm also going to be putting out two guides today on this episode to get you prepped and prepared for two astrological planetary alignments. So we're going to jump into a quick fun fact, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely collective, and welcome to today's episode, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings of blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we're going to be getting some weekly collective messages, which you need to know, hear, or be aware of. So, let's see what spirit wants to convey. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the general collective. Alright, what do we have coming in spirit? Alright, we have a major arcana, the death card here. So, this could be, you experiencing a metamorphosis of sorts and patterns that, you know, may have been once workable or just not workable anymore. And it's like destroying the old way of once being and becoming into a new energy. And, you know, when the death card shows up, it's almost like it's a dramatic change in order to have some sort of new beginning. So, you know, you could be letting go of things, and it's almost like a changing course, right? Thought you were headed one way, and now you're going another way. So, it's like it's time to take on new patterns and cycles, and the old way just isn't, you know, a way to go right here. Scorpio energy on the board, doesn't have to be. Just the nature of the card. What else do we have, spirit? Oh, another major arcana. Are we doing what we did last week here? At the bottom of the deck, another major. So we also have a Cancer energy coming in. Doesn't have to be. Like I said, just the nature of the card. The High Priestess upright. So this is indicating something that's hidden, or preparing for something to come forth, and it's almost like you need to pay attention what's going on right now in your inner world, you know, your dreams, your imagination, your intuition, because there is something coming in intuitively, but it's almost like it's full of mystery, wisdom, and understanding, and it's almost like this energy that's taking you on a self-discovery. So again, and we have the death card here, so this is all about letting go and becoming like more in tune with the intuition. Another fucking major. Oh shit. Oh my god. That was not okay. I almost had, okay, a bumblebee. Look up the symbology of bumblebees. A bumblebee almost just went into my fucking mouth. Oh my goodness, girl. She must have thought I was a flower. Anyway, okay, so we have the moon here. So again, something's coming in with dreams and having some type of instincts of intuition. So the moon is very elusive. It's confusing. And it's almost suggesting like a risk, a secret of some type of level where it's bringing mental confusion. But it's warning you to take caution and be careful with what you're pursuing in life. So you could be having like dreams coming in with messages. You're probably not sure what the fuck they mean. Look into the symbology of what you remember the most. But pay attention to your dreams, your feelings, your insights, and all that. Okay, and at the bottom of the deck, we have the Hanged Man. So, yeah, there's something going. What the hell is going on? Underneath of that, this one reversed. So there could be something going on again with major transformations, you know, regarding like a shake up of old ways, and you're realizing again there's more to life than money or material goods or physical reality. And this could be indicating like you developing inner self, and you might be reevaluating some things. All right, let's get one more card. Again, all fucking majors here. We got four majors. We're going to get one more card. One more card here. Alright, the Ten of Wands upright. So we have Scorpio energy, Cancer, Pisces, Taurus, and Sagittarius energy. Doesn't have to be. It could be one of your placements in your chart. Just the nature of the card. So the Ten of Wands is really coming in with this energy, feeling intense pressure of being overburdened by areas of life, where it could suggest that you may be feeling trapped, oppressed, not having control over certain circumstances, and could be feeling overwhelmed here. So, you know, you might be feeling the heat in the kitchen, and it's time to cut off some things. Like, again, here we go with the symbology. Somebody is cutting something right now. So you may be having to cut something off while pressing forward with this new self-discovery with this energy. So it's almost like, you know, you feel trapped and you feel like you can't really move around in this energy. So we can get one more closing card, Spirit, for advice. Thank you. We have the, oh my goodness, this is fucking nuts. We have Judgment upright that just came out with the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So with the Judgment here, this is again coming in with the old cycle is done, the old ways cannot push forward with the new, with making adjustments and reflecting on some things with, you know, who you truly are. And this could be representing a change, a transformation that's already occurring again in this present moment. It could either be spiritual or professional. Something's calling you to make a decision. So there is some type of ending to an old way to push forward with new movement, but it's like stopping, doing some shadow work, looking within self, see what needs to be adjusted, addressed, and all that. And we have the Wheel of Fortune coming in reverse. So, you know, you may have this energy of like, you know what you want to do, but you have to take some type of action before anything can happen. So there could be a lot of daydreaming, fantasizing about what you would like to do, how you would like to do it, who you would like to do this with. But, you know, there could be road blockages, delays, miscommunication from, you know, lack of pursuit, like with commitment in a way of wanting to chase after what that is. And at the bottom of the deck, the Magician reversed. Yeah, again, you know, now is the time you want to change and do things to in preparation in a practical way, using logistical, in a logistical way. You may need to be patient for things to work out in a proper manner. So, you know, I said the time now is for change. It's not right now. Now's not the time for change until you're fully prepared for that change and understand what comes with that change. So you may want to look into some things with self, look into you know, what you have going on. This is crazy. This is really a crazy spread. Again, there's lots of major changes going on in the collective here, because again, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 majors, major arcanas on the board, and we have only the Ten of Wands here. Okay, so that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your weekly energy. Now we're going to jump into messages from the spiritual realm. All right, collective, welcome to your spiritual realm messages. We're going to get some messages from the ancestors, guardians and guides, angels of the Most High. We're going to start off this spread with the Paw deck and get three theming cards with this energy may be entailing to. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know here or be aware of for this week. Please and thank you. Get some theme spirit. What is the energy for this week? Okay, we have acceptance that just came out. Okay. Okay, we have awakening. Okay. Anger and vulnerability. Okay, so, you know, there could be a need this week. The spiritual realm is saying where you feel like, you know, you might want to be accepted, but, you know, what you do or what you might be into other might not be other people's jazz or jam. And you could be, it looks like you're going through some sort of an awakening here, and it's almost like, what's going on? What is all this going on? What is all this? But there's also anger attached here. So this could be like, you know, getting out into this energy and, you know, being a little startled. And it could be a lot. So this could be coming in with a little bit of hostility. And we have vulnerability here. You know, so don't, spirit is like, look, don't be feeling any type of way by feeling vulnerable. It doesn't make you any less than if you show vulnerability. It's actually a really wonderful thing to have. Okay, so let's see. We're gonna get some messages from the spiritual deck now. So it's almost like with this anger here, it's like you're doing some inner looking and kind of seeing what you're cooking in the kitchen and finding out the temperature is a little too hot in there. So you may be doing some shadow work here, but feel the feelings, but don't sit in them too long, okay? Spirit, what would you like to convey? All right, we have find your center. So yeah, like your outside world is a reflection of your own manifestations during this time, and the outside world becomes very hectic, stressful, starts with anxiety, and this could be the thing that's overwhelming you. But it's really to, like, again, stop in and see what you want to do for yourself, what makes you happy, what brings you pleasure, instead of trying to fit in the box with everyone else. We also have gratitude here under awakening. So, you know, life is one big continuous circle of giving and receiving energy and being thankful for who and what's in your life. Instead of, you know, complaining about it or maybe saying what you don't have, but focus on the gratitude and start appreciating, you know, prosperity and abundance. So it's almost like, you know, you may not feel like you have everything or you're not good enough unless you have everything that you need. But spirit is like, you know, the things that you have, people are praying for. You know, so what you have, someone else doesn't. So spirit wants you to be grateful and show gratitude with what you currently have. And it's almost like the universe sets you up with a couple, like, you know, little things to get you going, but it's almost like the universe wants you to work with those little bit of things and turn those little bit of things into something. And, you know, then you become, you know, more abundant from working what you have instead of stressing over what you don't have. What we have, right? It's anger. We have cleanse. So anger is here with cleanse. So this is like, you know, getting angry because, you know, things were once one way and they're not that way anymore, so it can be stressful. But we have cleanse here for anger, and this is like cleansing your mind, your body, and your soul, and just doing some type of cleanse. To this could be washing your car, cleaning your home, doing a spiritual bath, tidying up something. But it's almost that energy of like paying attention to what you need to do for yourself, what your needs, your wants, and, you know, sit that time away, whether it's doing something physical, spiritual, or emotional cleansing. There's some type of cleansing going on regarding with this anger here. What do we have for vulnerability, spirit? All right, we have light. So imagine yourself being composed by light and love, because this is reality and you are precisely where you're supposed to be, and you are this powerful infinite being who does attract and does have brilliance. And it's time to remember that about yourself. You know, when you get around other people, people will try to make you fit into the box. and it becomes stuffy and corroded in the box, you know? And if someone sees you sitting out the box, they're like, hey, what are you doing? And, you know, it's like, oh, well, you're going to turn around and start doing what they want you to do because you want to be accepted. But in reality, they're really not accepting you for who you are because you have to do ABC 1-2-3 in order to be accepted. And, you know, being in that general area with these connections, relationships, whatever the case may be, could be family. Instead of doing that, Spirit wants you to, you know, pay mind of what you do have, be grateful, show gratitude, find some centering with, you know, just sitting down for a moment, having a break. Things can be hectic right now. So take some time for yourself, check in with yourself, see what you need, your feeling, what you need and want. Do a cleansing, detaching, whether it's, you know, energetically, physically cleaning your home. Okay? Let's get some messages from the spiritual realm, from the spiritual deck. All right, Spirit, what messages do you have? Somebody's dog was just barking up a storm. So that could be a confirmation, a sign, a synchronicity for someone. Pick up the meaning of dogs. All right, what messages do you have, Spirit? From the spirit deck, what does the collective need to hear? Okay, we have, says, if you think you're alone, you're not. We're by your side in all challenges you face. Trust that the outside source will always be working with you and ensure your best outcome in every situation. We have your best interest at heart. We love you. So Spirit wants you to know that they're with you in the, you know, the awakening world and on the other side, and they're guiding you, they're nudging you, showing you signs, synchronicities, and symbols for certain things. Okay, and then we also have, it says, have more faith in yourself, be proud of who you are, navigate your energy, even when it comes with a curveball that life may throw your way. How you deal with these things and times show your true inner resilience. Nothing can break that. That in itself is an inspiration for others. Keep shining your light. So, you know, Spirit wants you to know that if there's even some shit that comes off here in life and it may throw you out of the loop or catch you off guard, they want you to know, you know, keep moving forward. You have the resilience here. And the dedication, even when things don't seem the brightest, they want you to walk with your best foot forward and keep walking through this storm, because eventually the clouds and the rain goes away and then the sun and the flowers come out, and it's like, you know, oh, that was just a little rough spot on my walk. Okay? You have resilience. Spirit is also bringing up, like, you've been through trying times, and that shit, this shit here ain't nothing compared to what you've done been through. This is, they're saying this is like a slice of pie here. Okay, we also have, no matter how much you are being tested, don't push right now. Instead, ground yourself and push back. Believe in your own integrity, self-worth, and then no one can get in your way. Have faith and confidence when moving forward. You can and you will do this. So you could be having a lot of things popping up, testing you at the moment from the universe and spirit to see what you're going to react, how you're going to move. And, you know, just to see, they want to see if you learned anything from these lessons that they've been sending, or do they have to, like, send you more lessons for you to gain this information. But they want you to move confidently and forward and know that you can do something even when you think you can't. They were like, oh, you thought you couldn't go no more? Did you sprain your ankles? Well, then you could still keep going, okay? Even if you did, they said you will find a way. It's almost like this energy, like, if you sprained your ankles, they're like, oh, they can't walk nowhere? Well, we damn sure know, you know, that they're going to get some assistance somewhere and keep thriving towards their dreams, even if something does try to, like, halt them or stop them or slow them up. This is could be you like going somewhere in a hurry and something jumps in your way and it slows you down for a moment. But it's like the spirit said, you know, even if you broke your ankles, they still see you crawling. So you are a very strong individual, regardless. They said you have been reborn again and you are embarking on a new journey right now, and this could be confusing and scary and not feel like the safest thing because you don't know all the what's, ends, ifs, and who, what, where's, and why's. Yeah, see, now's the time to hit the reset button, clear out the old way so the new energy is available to enter the room, and trust that you are becoming better and becoming better faster. Prepare to move with the next phase of your life. Look, this is the rebirth. Welcome a brand new beautiful energy. You got this. Didn't I just say that? Rebirthing? You're rebirthing yourself. Thank you, spirit. Okay, those were the last two cards that popped out. So we have, take some time to rest, rejuvenate. You need peace for yourself. Changes are coming your way. They are all positive, bigger and better, and things are coming in for you. Just relax. Take some time. And the last card says, go back to the heart of who you truly are. There you will find peace. Look in your life in its entirety. Acknowledge the old wounds and release them. Use what they've taught and add that to your strength. Keep moving forward with a renewed sense of confidence. So it's like spirit is coming through like saying you need to go back to who you were before everybody told you who to be, how to be, what to be, when to be, and where to be it. And that's where you're going to find your peace, because if you're trying to be alive for everybody, it's almost like you lose pieces of yourself within that process. And that's not the best thing. It becomes very draining with the energy. And spirit is like, that ain't what we sent you here for. We sent you here again on a solo, you know, mission. We sent you here on a solo performance. And you are here trying to get the orchestra to play your solo spot. And they said that ain't where it's at. They want you to sing that dance and that song that you wrote before you came into this realm. Because you have work to do spiritually. And they want you to embrace your gifts and stop denying them so you could fit in or be liked for a certain image or a way of being. Because spirit is saying, like, if that's the case, the people that you're with, connected to, family, friends, you know, love connection, relationship, whatever the case may be, don't really like you for who you are, but like you for who you, portrayed to be. So that's what I have for you regarding your messages from the spiritual realm. And now we're going to jump into love messages from who currently is on your mind. All right, so let's see what we have going on. Let's cut the deck. All right, let's get one more shuffle. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, what do we have coming through? What are the themes regarding this love connection, spirit? All right, we have self-awareness. So, you know, regarding a love connection, one or both parties could be, you know, tapping into your higher self, questioning routines and patterns, and, you know, doing a lot of self-care, but bringing also self into awareness and seeing what you have going on and really checking in with that regarding, like, what do you do and how you go about doing it and a connection. So this could either be your energy or your person's. What else, spirit? But it looks like you're tapping, or your person is tapping into their higher self and really starting to look around and wonder, like, what am I doing? And why am I doing this? And why did I do it so much that it became a routine? And we also have pay attention. So there's going to be the divine sending in signs, synchronicities. Something is going on here where there's red flags being thrown on the muck and play. And the divine is like, look, we got you to start becoming, you know, more self-aware of and looking around at what's going on. But we're also going to let you know when some shit smells like shit And we're going to nudge you. We're going to throw signs and synchronicities all in your face. So you could, you know, look and see, hey, this shit smells a little foul. Okay? Spirit is coming in like, look, we smell some bullshit. And we're about to let you know where that smell is coming from. So there's some red flags here on the play in regards to a love connection. Okay, we also have past life connections. So something here regarding someone heavily influencing you from the past. Yeah, it's like there's a heavy influence here with someone from the past, a past life you had with. So there's whatever this connection is, it influences in the current day. Get one more card of energy here, and then we'll see what's okay. We have new opportunities, so yeah, there's insights coming in through whatever this is, this connection, and really learning from it, taking insight, and you know, paying mind to maybe things that were looked over before. But there's something, the energy here is self-awareness, pay attention, past life connection, and new opportunity. So yeah, and at the bottom of the deck, we have expanding. So there's a lot of different things going on here in regards of love. So we're going to get some romance angels. All right, spirit, what do we have coming in? What is the energy? We're going to get two cards from this deck. Mystery and Virtue, Love Angels. Okay, we have passion here. So whatever this is, it's something that brings joy in regards to love. There's some type of passion here, but you know, this could be you falling passionately into self-awareness. Alright. When it comes in regards of a love connection here. Okay. And this is crazy. The last card out here, we have past life relationship. So, again, something here is with a past connection. And at the bottom of the deck, we have let go of control issues. Allow the situation to unfold naturally. All right, so whatever this is, there may have been a past passionate connection here, or you know, just a lot of passion in a past relationship, but moving, it's a little, let me see, let's get one more card. Okay, we have calling in your soulmate. So, it looks like there could be a relationship where someone is trying to manifest you from a past relationship here. There could be a lot of passion, but this could also be you getting very passionate about self-awareness and looking and gaining new opportunity with insight, lessons learned. But there's something here regarding a connection that divine is like, no, this is some bullshit somewhere and I smell it. And they're like, look, it's over here. Divine is coming in like, look, look over here behind the cushion. There's some bullshit here. You smell it? Do you smell it? You know what I mean? It's like coming off. You're gonna know when these red flags and divine coming in and poking and prodding at you to let you know, like, hey, there's some weirdy shit going on over here. Do you see it? Can you see it? So be very mindful, when it comes to, you know, receiving signs. Again, you could be seeing angel numbers. You can be seeing, hawks, ravens, crows, and this is repeatedly enough to come into your awareness to give you a sign like, hey, hello. It's almost like that. All right, let's get some energy on your person. All right, Spirit, what is the collective's person's energy carrying right now towards this connection? And then we'll get a little bit of more insight of what's going on here. All right, oh, we have stabbed in the back, deception, separation, shocking attack. So there could have been something that went completely left in a connection to where it caught you off guard. There became some type of separation where, you know, deception was the ultimate root of something regarding this. So this person could have just been like, oh, you know, and then you were kind of left like, what the fuck? Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. We have photograph here. So this person is definitely reminiscing, looking at your photos, being feeling and trying to be nostalgic and wanting to make new memories with you. Because there is like an energy of like missing one. And what else do we have, Spirit, regarding this person's energy? Ooh. All right, we have talking. So this person is interested in conversing more. They are waiting to hear from you because they usually would hear from you by now. So this could be this this self-awareness, right? So this past connection would have thought you would have already conversed by now. And they are interested in, you know, conversating. And they've been waiting and are still waiting for some type of message, call, text, email. Constantly checking the phone when it goes off to see if it might be you or... Okay? So, I would pay mind to that. And just... Okay, and we have girl talk. So, yeah, it looks like, you know, they're in this energy, like, where they're hanging out with friends, living in the moment, having fun, you know. But it's almost like the energy is a little... Oh, let me see. Yeah, we have clock here, so needs time, takes time with cycles, and... This person hasn't really took the time to heal, so they could be out, you know, just doing whatever, enjoying themselves. But there's red flags here regarding this person. Okay, and then we have coffin. So, yeah, endings again here with new beginnings, growth and liberation, transformation. So, you know, this ending could have brought a different growth for this person where they took some time to grow, but it looks like... It looks like that their energy has became very strange to you. And the last card out, we have the runner. So it's like a codependency relationship, fear, intimacy, and listening to ego. Just doing whatever in the moment to feel good, to look good, whatever the case may be. Now let's see what this person would like to convey to you during this time. Let's get some conversation cards from the Love Tarot. Okay. Yeah, but it looks like they're trying to manifest you back in some sort of way, but there's like some questionable energy here connected to this person, and it's not, it's like they stabbed you in the back and it was unexpected. You weren't even like, you just were like, what the fuck? Alright, what would this person like to convey to the collective regarding love, Spirit? Okay, need time to heal. Right now, I'm in a space where I need to focus on my healing, self-love. This isn't about you, this is about me. So this person could have a lot of things that they need to work through and heal. and they haven't probably stopped from doing, you know, all this living in the moment, living in the moment gratification type of energy, and they need some time for reflecting. Okay, we have emotional intimacy. It says, I'm truly afraid to open up to you, be raw and authentic. My emotions are something I'm working on. Again, this person looks like they're trying to work on themselves. And we also have the future. The day I dream about the future is us together, going on adventures, growing old. I want that all. So this person is looking really far into the future, but you know what I mean? This person must want you to sit back and wait for them. But, you know, collective, you go out and live your life. Don't sit on hold for anyone. You know, and if the car turns the corner and you happen to meet up on the same street light with this person, that's a different story. But we also have this isn't goodbye. I don't want to walk away, but it's best for us right now. This isn't a goodbye. This is we'll be together soon. So this person kind of expects you to wait for them, but they're always on this runner type of energy where it's like codependent energy. Okay, and we also have you're mysterious. I can never seem to figure you out. Sometimes it's like you're hiding something from me, and I really don't know where I stand with you. So this person is unsure of, like, you know, any type of energy that you would hold together. And we have no one compares. No matter how many people I've met, there's no experiences I've had the way that I had them with you. Okay, so this person is probably out here dating and doing, you know, what they do. And drawing comparisons to every person that they encounter to you. Okay, now let's get some love messages from the love deck. And then we will jump into these guides. Okay, we have don't lose faith in us. There's good things ahead. So this person still keeps, you know, good faith that no matter what is going on, you will come back together in some shape, way, or form. But, you know, just as one lives their life, you also have to live yours. Okay, and then we have let's heal the past trauma and solve our inner conflict. So this person wants to make some type of olive branch here to let go of any, like, unsolved issues. And we also have challenges to be overcome and bring us stronger in a bond. They're not supposed to break us apart. So this person feels like no matter what's happening, it's not going to tear you apart. But again, this person is like all over the place with energy at the moment. Yeah, we have a third party intervention who has destroyed our connection. So there's definitely someone here with this person. And, you know, it's almost like it's stopping the interaction because this person is like sitting here reminiscing, kind of manifesting, but also there's a third party that has destroyed the connection. So, you know, they are entwined with whomever. And then this could be a friend, a family member, you know, a connection, a lover, a spouse. Oh. Okay, and then we have, it's hard to show, but I do care about you so much. So this person hides their feelings towards you. And the last card is being fair sometimes brings us into balance more than understanding. Okay. Yeah, and this last card out is just, I need some more time, give me more time. Yeah, this person wants you to do a lot of waiting while they're experiencing life, collective. They do hold a lot of lessons and learned experiences from the connection with you. And, you know, there's new opportunities on the horizon for you, especially when it comes into having self-awareness and doing it passionately. You know, this person could care about you a lot, but they are living their life and enjoying the in the moments. But we also have coffins here. So the ending of this relationship here is bringing new growth, new liberation, transitioning from one spot to another, walking with more knowledge under your belt in regards to love connections and things of this matter. And that's what I have for you, collective. Now we are going to jump on in to your astrological planetary alignments, theming energies, and what you need to be aware of for the next upcoming days. All right, collective, welcome to your last segment of the podcast where we're going to discuss May 1st, the last quarter moon in Aquarius coming in as a moon event, and May 2nd, which is going to be Pluto retrograding in Aquarius. All right, so Friday, May 1st, we have that last quarter moon in Aquarius beginning at midnight, peaking time at dawn, and setting in the noon in all area time zones. And with this unforeseeable energy, the moon is going to be in the zodiac sign of Aquarius with the anchor down sign of Taurus. And, you know, with the sun lunar cycle coming up on its, you know, 22nd day. So it's going to be 22 days old, passing 12 degrees of Aquarius in the tropical. So Aquarius is coming through, you know, with that go after it type of energy, and also carrying the energy of inspiration and intellect as well. And Taurus is here, you know, loving comfort and stability. So Taurus energy is here, moving with the wind very freely, while Aquarius is like here with the energy of making experiences, especially with emotion of change. Now the energy can become a bit, you know, miscommunicated and chaosy type of feeling, but the tones here are very creative energy, and it is very available for you to grab onto and make some cool ass shit with. This is a wonderful time for, you know, crafts, projects, ideas, remodeling, coming up with the new inspirations and all that jazz. So remember, the last quarter moons are all about, you know, removing blockages, transitions, reflecting, releasing, and cleansing. So during this time of change with the emotions, we're going to be, you know, releasing some things, but also using it in a creative way to make something fresh and something new, or incorporating something that could be rebuilt in some sort of way. But we are taking this time to do a lot of reflecting and releasing what may be blocking the path from pushing us with that forward movement. So, you know, not only that, this is a time where you need to stop and clap for your motherfucking self for all your hard work, all your effort. And, you know, even if it's something small, that's monumental. Hey, you know, a road started with one stone. I was about to get all types of tongue-tied trying to get philosophical in this mother. So it's a great time also for self-care and checking in with yourself, seeing what you need. You know, doing a lot of releasing can be exhausting, so make sure you're taking time for relaxing and self-care, however that looks for you. Again, like I always say, self-care and relaxing looks different for everybody. You know, relaxing could be, you know, taking a break and having a nice little power nap, or it could be walking outside in nature, or sitting just reading a book in the peace and mother loving quiet. It looks different in many ways. All right, so let's discuss the upcoming of Pluto going retrograde in Aquarius. All right, so we're going to be having Pluto retrograding in Aquarius, and it's going to be moving backwards to, again, the fixed sign of Aquarius. And this is a cardinal earth sign. And then I'm believing, if I'm not mistaken, Capricorn from Thursday to about May the 2nd. And this is going to be lasting till October the 11th, my lovely human beings. So, you know, this is all about transformation, rebirthing from the ash, and looking and seeing what we got going on. And if we need to move something out of the way, what type of things do we need to do in order to do so? Now, during this time, the retrograde is going to be pinpointing around the subconscious and really looking forward with, you know, it's like you got beamers on and all you see is the future forward movement, and nothing can stop you with this energy. But it's also looking at, you know, the dual side of things, looking at our shadow parts too, seeing what may be coming up in our everyday life and seeing if there may be some tug of war with anything there, and do we need to stop and readjust, revise, revisit, do some healing, reflecting, and really like making peace with certain things to start traveling forward. It's almost as if, you know, when you do these things, it's like a fallen tree in the forest, right? And it's like once you do that, the tree moves and you can, you know, just breeze on through and keep on going. So it's really like you're taking that time to rebuild self from the ashes again. And with this planet, it's really about, it's almost like, hey, here's some challenges in your way. What are you going to do with it? And it's, you have to take this energy and really push forward, even if things may look uncertain to you in a way, or it may look like, oh man, I don't think I could do. You surely can. You can do anything you want to do. And it's all about being in a state of awareness and kind of doing a little prep for, you know, this whole journey here. Now, anything that's going to be going on, it's going to be, you want to check your natal chart and see what placements are sitting in certain areas, especially within the 2 degrees of any sign. And, you know, look to see what's going on, because there will be different signs coming in that's going to get this energy a little bit more. So if you are, check out those placements in your chart. And if you are coming in with the energy of Aquarius, Taurus, Scorpio, or a Leo, you will be getting a little bit more of the energy from those placements. Now, make sure during this time you're staying pretty grounded as best you can. And remember, when you're shedding old skin, you know, you're shedding out skin that no longer fits. And, you know, it's almost like having an old outfit on for like years and years and years, and you're growing tall and strong. What happens to those clothes? They get really small and you've outgrown them, and now you're coming into this new energy and it's like, here, this is just right. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, I love this. Probably not the best metaphor, but that's what we got. So on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. So on that note, I will see you on Friday. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time.